Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Good afternoon. Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women who have and who are serving this great nation. Thank you for the sacrifices you and your family have made. If it weren't for you, we would not get these freedoms that we take for granted each and every day. So God bless you. Thank you. And starting at 1:30, the phone lines will be open for veteran shout-outs. If there's a veteran you want to give a shout-out to, no matter to what we're talking about on the air, starting at 1:30, we'll take those calls, and obviously those will take priority. We heard on Friday the announcement. Well, everyone else heard. I was pretty sick on Friday, but everyone else heard the announcement. Elise Stefanik running for governor. We want to talk about that and so much more, because since I booked our first guest, lots broken in Washington and Albany, and we bring on Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe, and happy Veterans Day to all the listeners who served. We thank you very much for protecting our freedoms. Thank you all.
Before we get to Elise Stefanik, I just want your thoughts on the shutdown coming to an end, and I mean, what seemed like a deal that could have been made 40 days ago.
It's just absolutely pathetic that Senator Schumer made the American people suffer through the longest shutdown in history. For what? It amounted to a political tool that the Democrats used. And who was caught in the middle? The most vulnerable Americans who rely on critical services like SNAP, our veterans. Here we are on Veterans Day. Veterans weren't getting paid. Federal workers concerned, all because Chuck Schumer and the Democrats wanted to score political points against Donald Trump as we entered an election. And I think that's shameful. I think the American people, now that the government's reopening, we see this was really all just about politics. They should remember this was the Schumer shutdown. And now that the election is over, they're happy to reopen the government. But the Republicans had voted time and time again to keep the government open. It was Chuck Schumer, Tim Kennedy, and the Democrats who shut the government down.
It's amazing. Like I saw that on Sunday, and I was like, uh-oh, what did the Republicans give up? They gave up nothing. I mean, it's really sad, you know, the people who went without a paycheck, people who went without SNAP. And again, like you said, it's Chuck Schumer and the Democrats who maybe they had the positives on election night, but they're really going to have to own this shutdown, and not the best long vision in their part.
No, just clear that they're willing to put the American people in harm's way if it allows them to accomplish their political agenda. They wanted to win races in Virginia and New Jersey, and they were willing to punish the most vulnerable Americans in the process. It's shameful, but I think that's what we've come to expect from Chuck Schumer. And here he is cutting a deal that might very well hurt his political future in the process, because no doubt, you know, his rabid left flank is angry that they didn't extract something for this. But for Chuck Schumer, I don't think it was ever about policy. It was about politics. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans suffered in between and were left uncertain ahead of the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. But I'm glad President Trump, our Republican House and Senate, including our Congressman Nick Langworthy, did the right thing and fought to get the government back open.
So the big announcement on Friday, Elise Stefanik running for governor. And, you know, as she mentioned yesterday, she doesn't have to run a primary, so she can already hit the ground running against presumably Kathy Hochul come November.
Well, you want to talk about an overwhelming show of strength at her announcement. Massive support amongst the county Republican chairs, conservative party chairs, state, Senate, and Assembly, including both leaders, nine county executives, on top of millions of dollars raised in a very short period of time. It just shows how much energy and enthusiasm there is behind Elise's fight to save New York. We were thrilled to have her in Erie County in late October. The energy from our rank and file committee members and our party leaders was off the charts. People are very excited, not only because they want to see Kathy Hochul out of office, which we desperately need here in New York, but because we have a candidate that we can unify behind who is going to energize Republicans, blanks, and Democrats who believe in common sense to change our state for the better. So if we're sick and tired of being the empire on decline, Elise Stefanik is going to give us an opportunity to restore New York as the empire state.
I saw George Pataki endorsed her. He's the last Republican governor of New York. Michael, what's it going to take to put in the first Republican governor since George Pataki?
Well, I think it's certainly going to take having a strong showing downstate. You're going to need to have, like Lee Zeldin did, strong support on Long Island, strong support in New York City. And you look at what Elise has accomplished, holding the woke higher education establishment accountable for allowing anti-Semitism to run rampant on our college campuses. So there's going to be a lot of enthusiasm for her in the Jewish community, particularly downstate. But Elise also recognizes that you can't win in New York without winning places like Erie County. And I believe she's going to invest a lot of time and a lot of effort up here in Erie County, in Kathy Hochul's backyard, where Lee Zeldin came 6 points away from beating Kathy. But I believe that if we want to see Elise Stefanik elected as our next governor, we're going to need everybody in Erie County to get on board, get involved, and help us flip Erie County red, and in doing so, turn New York red.
You know, lots to focus on at the state level. But, I mean, this electrification thing goes into effect in less than 2 months. I have to imagine that is going to be a big focus heading into this election.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all these rate hikes that you're seeing from the utility companies, as much as Kathy Hochul wants to point the finger at the utility companies, one, it's her Public Service Commission that approves these rate hikes, so she has the authority to stop them and she chooses not to. But the utilities are also being forced to enact these rate hikes because of the green energy mandates that have been forced on us by Kathy Hochul and the Albany Democrats. And it's because Kathy Hochul lives in greater fear of the fringe environmental left than she does of the hardworking men and women of New York. But this is not a Republican and Democrat problem. There's no partisan divide in wanting liking higher utility bills. Everybody's affected by it. And it's those people who are, you know, working class New Yorkers who are going to be hit the hardest by this. And if you are getting your utility bill and saying, I cannot believe how high this is, there's one person in the state to blame, and that's Kathy Hochul. And we can fix that by electing Elise Stefanik, and she will bring a more affordable and more prosperous future for our state. And that will benefit everybody.
You know, you talk about the importance of getting Western New York and you know, making a dent downstate. I mean, getting Elise Stefanik to be the governor, you'd also have to assume that in that election, you flip a few chairs in the houses in Albany as well.
Yeah, I think one of the big appeals of Elise's campaign, on top of her just being a tremendous fighter and somebody who's got a great vision for the future of our state, is the energy that she's going to bring to our party down ticket. She is going to excite voters across New York in a unique way. People need to have a reason. Look at the outcome of this last election. Part of the reason why the Republican Party struggled across the state, across the country, was because there wasn't somebody at the top of the ticket driving the excitement and driving the enthusiasm. Elise is going to change that in 2026. People are no doubt going to be energized to vote against Kathy Hochul, but they're also going to be very excited to vote for a great young leader in Elise Stefanik, and somebody who's proven that she's got the toughness that you need in the governor's mansion and the qualifications to get the job done on day one.
You know, crime's also a big thing, Michael. We talked about that during the Buffalo election. And, I mean, you know that it was something Sean Ryan heard, because in his final interview with me, all of a sudden he's talking like he's tough on crime. I hadn't heard that Sean Ryan until James Gardner was out there. I mean, that is another thing, especially downstate, that Elise Stefanik's got a hit and got to connect with people. And I assume that she will.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a major issue for her. She's always enjoyed the strong support of law enforcement in all of her campaigns, and I expect you're going to see that in this governor's race as well. But, you know, there's really two different philosophies. There's those, the philosophy of Kathy Hochul in the extreme left, that wants to be on the side of the lawbreakers and those who victimize people in the state. And there are those like Elise Stefanik who want to be the side of law enforcement and side with victims of crimes. And I think that's an important distinction. And it's going to be an important message across the state. I think that issue is particularly salient in the New York City area, where you're seeing just an unbelievable rise in everything from, you know, petty theft to subway violence, people being lit on fire in the New York City subway system. It's madness and mayhem, and Kathy Hochul's allowed it. Certainly under Zohran Mamdani, it's only going to get worse. Unless you get somebody in the governor's mansion who says enough is enough, and I believe that Elise Stefanik will get to work on day one, making New York safe again, and that's one of the big reasons why I think people are going to be so excited to support her campaign.
Yesterday, Bob McCarthy leaked out that you, Mihailu, and Grant are all part of Stefanik's team, and I'll tell you, Michael, I couldn't think of a better group winning on the mind, and I think it's great. Congratulations.
Well, it's a little bit of getting the old band back together. This is a team that was involved in handing Kathy Hochul her one loss during her political career back in 2012 in a congressional campaign. And I'm just honored to play whatever role the congresswoman needs to help get the job done. And I'm obviously thrilled to be working alongside great talents in Chris and Stefan. I know our congressman, Nick Langworthy, is going to have a major role to play, and is a obviously no newbie to politics himself. So it's just going to be a great team. It's obviously great for Erie County to have so many Western New Yorkers involved in such an important operation. But I just want to be deployed however the congresswoman needs me, because I believe she is our best hope to save New York, and I want to help get the job done however I can.
I agree with you. You know, I listen sometimes in the morning. I'll flip around and I listen to a show that's based, it's a national show, but based out of New York. And by no means are the hosts of the show, you know, conservative. They're not liberal, but they're not conservative. And let me tell you, I mean, they're bashing on Hochul, it seems, every day. So it's not that she's just unpopular with conservatives. I really do believe she's unpopular with independents and moderate Democrats. And I think it's a great opportunity, as you said, to save New York. And I think Elise Stefanik's a great candidate.
I think part of the problem that Kathy Hochul has is that she doesn't really have a value system. And when that's your reality, you have a hard time appeasing anybody, because you don't stand firm on any issue. We all remember her progression as a once conservative Democrat in the House of Representatives, who was A-plus rated from the NRA, and as county clerk, opposed driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. You look at her now as governor, she's done a complete 180 on these positions. She doesn't have a core value. Her entire value system is based on what's politically convenient for her in the moment. Then you look at somebody like Elise Stefanik, who is not afraid to speak strongly and forcefully about her values. And she's no shrinking violet. She's willing to take on the toughest of fights. And that's who the New Yorkers want in the governor's mansion. Somebody who has a value system, knows what they believe in, is willing to fight for those values, even if they might disagree with some of the positions. I think New Yorkers are going to respect the fact that she's willing to stand strong for her convictions and fight like hell to do what she thinks is in the best interest of her constituents in Congress and as governor, the people of the entire state of New York.
All right, Michael, on Election Day this year, just a week ago today, we did not have a great turnout. What's it going to take? I know it's an even year, but what's it going to take to not only get people to be upset, but to get people to be upset enough to go to the polls? What's the effort going to look like to get people off their couches into the ballot box?
Well, you know, I think we have to keep in mind that as Republicans or conservatives and common sense voters, we can't take anything for granted. I think you had a little bit of complacency amongst our voters, and I won't shirk all responsibility. Part of our job at party headquarters is to turn out the vote, and despite making a sizable investment in GOTV, voters stayed home. Some of that, I think, was a result of the fact that the Republicans currently control the House, the Senate, and the White House. And voters didn't feel that urgent need to get out. I think this election should serve as a wake-up call that if we stay home, Democrats will win. And I believe, obviously, with Elise Stefanik as the leader of our ticket in 2026 and so many great Republicans running up and down the ballot, there will be no reason to stay home. And in this midterm election, let's keep in mind, if the Democrats should get control of the House, whatever the reason is, they will find a reason to impeach Donald Trump and try to derail his America First agenda. So whether it's getting Kathy Hochul out of the governor's mansion and electing Elise Stefanik as our next governor, reelecting Nick Langworthy, firing Tim Kennedy, and protecting the ability to advance a America First agenda in Washington, or protecting local offices here in Erie County, including putting a check on Mark Poloncarz. 2026, if you're a Republican, a conservative, or any voter with any common sense, there is no reason to stay home, but we'll certainly be organizing, reflecting on what we could learn from this past election and do better. But it's also just the stakes are going to be so high in 2026, and there's just no reason for anybody not to get involved.
100%. Michael, always great talking with you, and I know we'll talk many times during this campaign.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be with you, and happy Veterans Day.
That is Erie County GOP chairman and a member of the Stefanik election team, our campaign team, Michael Crocker, talking about the government shutdown and Elise Stefanik, the GOP candidate. She does not have to run a primary. Now, you look at Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul has to run a primary against her handpicked lieutenant governor. So, Hochul, if you look at the finances right now of both candidates, I mean, you have to assume that Hochul's going to have to spend some of that money in a primary, right? And let's say she gets out of that primary. I mean, now, Elise Stefanik already has a list of things she can go after Hochul on. I mean, we talked about a few of them, electrification, crime in the state. But then the fact that the person you picked for lieutenant governor said, thanks, but you're not even a good governor. I'm going to run against you. That's a bad look. It's a bad look PR. And I think on the flip side, I think Elise Stefanik is, you know, I think she's a great choice. She won't back down. I say so often that some Republicans, especially in New York State, some Republicans kind of back down, kind of don't go 100%. I don't think that's going to be a problem with Elise Stefanik. You know, I think she will be our voice. She will say right to Kathy Hochul in a debate and, you know, whatever, in a forum, whatever. She will say right to her what all of us are thinking. And again, electrification, the mandate start, the first phase of this electrification as I call the electrification BS, starts January 1st. I think, you know, that's going to wake a few people up, especially when you now have moderate Democrats in Albany saying, maybe we should pause this, right? Well, if they don't pause it and it's in effect during the election, I think that's a huge win for Elise Stefanik and definitely something to continue bringing up to Kathy Hochul. And again, mention, moderate Democrats asked you to pause it. You didn't pause it. So I'm excited for 2026. I'm excited to follow this campaign. And I'm excited for the real chance that for the first time since George Pataki, we could have a governor in the governor's man, a Republican governor. We'll have a governor regardless, a Republican governor in the governor's mansion in Albany. And I think that'll be great for New York State. You know, I understand why people are leaving the state. I understand why, you know, places like Florida and Tennessee and South Carolina are so attractive. But, you know, we stayed behind, right? A lot of us stay behind because we believe that eventually New York will wake up. I think this is the time to wake up. I think it's 2026. This is the time to wake up, get New York back, and get New York on the right track. Because, yeah, as fun as Florida, South Carolina, and Tennessee are, we live in Buffalo, New York. And I'd love to keep on living here, right? And I'd like my friends that are left here to stay here. Again, I get it. I get the attraction of going somewhere else. And believe me, if Tim Wenger or Lisa Polizzi walked in here and said, Joe, it's not working out, you know, there's a good chance that the Beamer family would be the next to pack up and leave. But I'm rooting for Western New York. I'm rooting for New York. And I think to root for New York to get on the right track, I think Elise Stefanik is that person. Again, Michael Crocker, thank you so much. 803-0930, star 930. Anything Michael mentioned that you want to talk about, we'll take your calls after the news. And veteran shout-outs on this Veterans Day 2025. It's News Radio 930, WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey,
Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. On Veterans Day 2025, shout out to all the men and women who serve, have served this great country, the sacrifices you and your family have made. Thank you. Your dedication to this country, thank you. And if it weren't for you, you would not have the amazing freedoms and be the amazing country that we are. 803-0930, star 930, taking shout-outs of veterans. If you want to mention a veteran, 803-0930, star 930. You could also text it in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We just talked with Michael Crocker about the Elise Stefanik campaign, about the government shutdown. And also in there mentioned, voter turnout and how do we turn that around in 26. Anything that was mentioned in that interview that you want to talk about, 803-0930, star 930. We'll start in Depew. That's where Tom is. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mr. Beamer. How are you today?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you?
Very well. Speaking about veterans, we have an organization of flag-waving patriots that are at the corner of Maple and Niagara Falls Boulevard. We're there every Saturday to promote patriotism from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. But today, we're present, different members of our organization, and it's a loose group of people. We'll be out there with flags honoring the veterans of the United States, all branches, Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, Merchant Marine, Coast Guard, you name it. We're out there to promote honor and patriotism for our veterans. I wanted to, I was listening in on what Mr. Crocker had to say about the governor's race next year in 2026. There was a very low turnout this year for voters, like under 50%, around 40%. And from what I was observing as a election person, about 1 in 15, 1 in 10 voters was Republican. So the Republicans, even though the committee, and I can testify, they did a lot of work promoting and trying to get people out, the Republicans did not come out and vote. With 40% is very low turnout, if the Republicans had turned out, they could have changed the face of local government. And people don't understand, local government affects our daily lives. Assessments of our house, property taxes, or services that are provided by municipalities and cities, and police enforcement, police funding. So that's very important. People have to understand that as patriotic Americans, you have to really dig deep and become resolute. You have to be firm and determined, especially in your purpose or your opinion. So you can't sit in a recliner and hoping that things are going to get better. You actually have to take action.
Yeah, you have to go vote. I mean, if you don't vote, I don't know. And you said it, Tom. I mean, local elections are the ones that you feel the results a lot more quicker. Again, with exceptions, but you feel the results a lot more quicker. And I don't know how you have 2 weeks to vote. I don't know how tough it is if you live in Amherst. I mean, for example, and you had 11.4 tax increase 2 years ago. I don't know how you stay home. I just don't get it.
Exactly. I mean, we have a United States Constitution that lays out our responsibilities. And in the preamble, it says we the people of the United States, not some of the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Former President Reagan said, our freedom can be gone in one generation. So there's a lot of forces that do not like our constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. Democracy, as history has shown, is mobocracy. So the Republicans in Erie County specifically, they're the minority in a democracy or via mobocracy. They're not going to have their voices heard unless they step out, stand up, and be loud.
Yeah, yeah. Your voice is used great in so many ways, Tom, as you've mentioned, but the one voice that politicians hear is the voice at the ballot box. And unfortunately, so many people, 75% of Erie County voters, decided not to let that voice be heard. Tom, appreciate the call. Tom in DePue, 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the phone. And to Tom's point, you know, I'm not going to sit here and scold people for not voting. I mean, everyone has reasons. We had someone call in last week saying they didn't like the options. They expressed their disappointment by not going to vote. I get that mindset. I would also say that, you know, going and filling in all write-ins or submitting an empty ballot, you know, at least you went there. I think that is more heard, but maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? You know, like I said, it didn't surprise me at the county level when you had so many uncontested elections. You know, I had Pulling Cars on Hardline Sunday, and he's talking about the great Democrat turnout. Well, again, look at some of the red areas, right? I live in Clarence. Clarence is a conservative area. Republicans run uncontested. No offense to the comptroller's office, but a lot of people weren't going to get off their butt or, you know, break their daily routine for one contested election. And that, you know, that to the detriment, then you could have polling cars running around saying, look at how great the Democrat turnout was. Yeah, but there were places where, you know, Republicans were running unopposed. Democrats didn't run a sheriff. Now, they're going to sit here, they're going to tell you that it's because they got, you know, they had people in mind, they didn't want to run. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I'm going to sit here and say they did that because you don't run a sheriff. Again, places like Clarence, people might go out if it's the sheriff and the comptroller. You know how many people I heard say, I'm not going to vote just for the comptroller's race? And again, I realize not everyone's a nerd like me. I mean, I'm a political nerd that, you know, when I could first vote in 2006, it was a midterm election, I couldn't wait. And I've tried my best. I don't think I've ever missed an election or primary. Even when the primary's over, I go and let my voice be heard. But I realize not everyone's on that level. Not everyone's, you know, excited and giddy to go fill out a ballot sheet. I get it. I understand. But I am of the mindset, if you didn't go vote in Amherst, right, and only 31,000 did, well, if you're not one of the people who showed up and voted, well, I don't want to hear you complain about taxes. I don't want to hear you complain about Station 12 sitting empty. I don't want to hear you complain about how slow certain development is. I don't want to hear you complain about the Boulevard Mall and the town buying part of that property from Benderson after they tear it down. Because if we're going to follow the same track, the town will own that land. Nothing will get done. And they'll either give it back to Benderson or they'll sell it to Erie County for a dollar. So, I mean, if none of those things upset you, if it doesn't upset you that the town wasted $7 million just to turn a property over to the county for a dollar, well, I don't know what to tell you. If you like high taxes, if you like your taxes to continue to go up, I don't know what to tell you. And by not showing up, the way Amherst isn't the Amherst when I grew up. You know, Amherst is pretty blue now. By not voting, you not voting is, if you were going to go vote for Gagliardo, you not voting is a vote for Lavin. I will say this, Sean Lavin regularly comes on the show. And I hope now that he has won his election, he will go on with David. But we'll have to wait and see. But that's my thing. If the way things are going in Western New York is fine for you, then fine. Then don't vote. That's fine. That's the point I'm making. Since Election Day was a week ago, yesterday, Sean Ryan was on Channel 7, and he mentioned, raising taxes for the deficit. Now, I know that's been talked about, but you know, he has said that's the way things are going, and so if you live in the city of Buffalo, your taxes are going to go up under Mayor Sean Ryan. So again, if you want the answer to always be, no, we can't cut government, we're just going to have to tax you more, because we can vote ourselves a raise, right? This is the thing that always gets me at the county level. The county voted a raise. They got a raise, right? Everyone in the county got a raise. But then I have the same people telling me that they understand the struggles. Well, you all got a raise. Do you realize that a lot of people in the real world don't get annual raises? Don't get these massive, don't get a $20,000, $30,000 raise? So, like, we can't, when things are tough for the family, we can't just find a family member and say, oh, hey, I got a job for you. Why don't you go work in the water authority, right? Like, most of us can't do that. But that's your Sean Ryan. That is your Democrat answer is, well, we can't cut government, so we're just going to have to tax you more, and we'll continue to tax you. The answer isn't, the answer isn't downsize or lessen the size of government, because, every job is important, right? The county executive needs two media people to book his busy schedule. So we can't cut there. I guess the only thing we can do is just take more money out of your pocket. Because isn't it so great to live here? Isn't it so great to live in Western New York? Again, I love the people here. I've always said that. I love the people here. I love living here. I always think that one of these days, it's gonna turn. The trajectory is going to go back in the positive direction. But, for the money you pay, the taxes you pay to the state, to Erie County, to your municipality, the tolls you pay to take the 90. I mean, is there no better, hey, you're back in New York, than that first overpass after you drive over the Pennsylvania line? There's no better, hey, you're back in New York, than being on Route 90 and that first overpass that hasn't been painted since I was born, that has rust on the bottom of it. You want to talk about Station 12 being an eyesore? The overpasses, just from the state line to Dunkirk. And, hey, we're back home, baby. You drive through Ohio, and they got these beautiful overpasses. That says the county or the town that you're going through. And the rest stops look all nice. Don't get me wrong, the new rest stops look nice. But it's a real peaceful drive through Ohio into Indiana. But then I'm back in New York. You could have fallen asleep. Say, someone else was driving, you take a nap in the back. We've all done it. And you wake up and you go, are we back in New York? Oh, yep, I saw the overpass. We are definitely back in New York. Here we are, baby. And you just wonder, why am I paying the tolls? What is that money going to? And all this money that's generated, every year, a bigger budget, bigger budget, bigger budget. Where am I seeing the effects of that? Where am I seeing the positive effects of where my money's going? Income tax, this and that, just up and up and up, and give me, take. This is why I say I can understand why people want to pack up and leave. You have taken all you can take, right? I mean, there is a point where people say, what am I paying for? It's the reason, I was gonna make a Virginia Tech reference, but I'm trying not to do that. You know, it's like you're at a football game and your team's losing 30-0. This is not a Virginia Tech reference because they've been in every game since Old Dominion. You're at a football game, your team's losing by 30 for like the fifth consecutive game, and you're sitting there going, what the hell am I paying for? Why am I still here? I keep coming back. I'm not getting the entertainment. It's starting to be what New York's for. What am I paying for? Why am I here? Where is my money going? Where do I see the improvements? It's always take, 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 take. But take for what? For me? Are you bettering my life? You're telling me if I build a new house, I can't hook up gas. How is my life getting better? That's the question I'd like to ask any Democrat politician. Sean Ryan, you want to raise taxes in Buffalo? I know you promised to come back on the air, and I look forward to it. That'll be my first question. You're going to raise taxes in Buffalo. How is it going to make the resident in the city of Buffalo who pays taxes, how is it going to make their life better? The city being out of a deficit is great. You got yourself, the city got themselves into this mess. Now you've got to take more from the residents just to break even. So it's like, whoa. We'll fix this. Then you'll see something. You're in politics, so you don't have to sell it. You've been elected. You can do whatever you want to do. But that's a difficult product to sell, right? You're at the store and you say, what's the benefit of me buying this product? Whoa. Wait a minute, you got to buy it first, and it's going to sit in the corner for like 30 days. But then, let me tell you, something's going to happen. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm good. 803-0930, star 930. All right, so speaking of Buffalo, when we come back, snow fell. Yesterday, I talked about, you know, your wake up to winter. Like, what was the wake up? You had to go get your snow brush. You had to go get your boots, right? Today, there was snow on the road when a lot of people who worked today were leaving, right? And we've done the topic, where's the most dangerous road in Buffalo? What's the worst road in Buffalo? I want to do, coming back, what's the worst road in the winter in Buffalo? And what I'm looking for is a street that is not a side street, but a street that might be a secondary street that is used, but seems to be regularly neglected by plows and salt trucks. What's that road that if you don't have to take it in the winter, you kind of do avoid it? 803-0930, star 930. And if you have any comments on the rant I just went on, I'd love to hear pushback, agreement. That is welcome as well, too, at 803-0930. And on this Veterans Day, your veteran shout-outs. Someone in your life you want to shout out, 803-0930, star 930. You can call in, or you can leave it on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board for me to read. 1 hour left. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930, WBEN. Yes, hour number two on this Veterans Day 2025. Taking your veteran shout-outs, 803-0930, star 930. On the line and on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, we did get a person said, I'd like to recognize my Uncle Randy for his service to this country. Randy was a helicopter pilot in the Vietnam War. He is a caller to the radio station, Randy from Middleport. Well, Randy from Middleport, thank you for your service to this country, my friend. 803-0930, star 930. I also suggested we talk about the most dangerous roads in the winter in Buffalo. But you know what? I thought, let's go in a different direction. Because a lot of people today, they're off of work, they didn't go on the roads. They looked at it was snowing, and like, hey, we're going to decorate for Christmas or something. Which, by the way, I just want to, what did 11 days change? 11 days ago, I was on this show talking about how, you know, well, not 11 days ago, it was a Saturday, but you get the point. 11 days ago, my wife and I put all of our Christmas decorations up. My wife more than me. But I kind of helped. I put the tree together. But, you know, and people were calling in, it's too early, Joe, it's too early. Well, now I'm passing, there's houses with lights on, they've got stuff going on. Is 11 days really that much of a difference? Like, is it more acceptable now than it was 11 days ago? And by the way, if you still have your Halloween stuff up, get it down. Halloween's over. I got to tell my son that. My son's, you know, oh, I want to see pumpkins. I said, no, you don't. You don't want to see pumpkins. Pumpkins are done. Halloween's over. It's Christmas time. And as Billy Squire reminded us, Christmas is a time to say I love you. That's not the direction I wanted to go in. That's just a rant I wanted to go on. So it's funny. So Rob Lucas sent me a picture of the Wegmans in Charlottesville, Virginia. And they, you know, they have more Bill stuff than Washington Commander stuff. This is also the case at the Wegmans in Richmond that I've been to. The Wegmans in Richmond has a ton of Bill stuff. It also has a ton of Buffalo stuff, right? You can go to Wegmans anywhere and get Weber's and get, you know, stuff that you would associate with Buffalo. So it had me thinking, you know, all the, this time, well, I guess every time you go to the airport, but this time of year, it's a lot of people who aren't still living in Buffalo. They'll either come home or someone from home will go to them the holiday time, you know, that's how it works. And they'll bring one of those Buffalo baskets. And it has a little something, you know, of everything, right? You get some Duff's hot sauce, some Weber's mustard, you know, all these great Buffalo things. And in that basket, a lot of times it'll have sponge candy, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to say I love all things Buffalo, right? I love wings. I love Mighty Taco. I love Jim's Steakout. I love Beef on Weck. I love Loganberry. I do not like sponge candy. I'd rather just have a piece of chocolate. Sponge candy, it gets stuck in your teeth. It's just not for me. Now, I'm happy that people love it, and I'm happy that Buffalo makes the best. Just, if you're getting me a Buffalo basket, you can keep the sponge candy out of it. I've tried it. I've tried to change my mind. But I just cannot, for the life of me, I cannot, I can't do sponge candy. I'm sorry. So, with that in mind, what is something that is Buffalo, right? Something that people associate with Western New York that you don't like, that you can't stand? 803-0930, star 930. Like I said, for me, it's sponge candy. I could do without sponge candy. That to me is, that's for you. I'm actually good with not having any dessert, to be honest with you. But what is something that's associated with Western New York, associated with Buffalo, that you don't like? 803-0930, star 930. You wouldn't put it in your Buffalo basket. Maybe you're one of our listeners down in Florida, and your family's gonna come for the holidays and bring you a big Buffalo basket, and you say, this you can leave out. Because I can sit here and list all the great things, right? I think Buffalo-style pizza is amazing. I love chicken wings. And you know what? I was trying to get Sam Reed on. He does the Studio Review on YouTube. He did a nationwide search for the best chicken wing. Do you know he said that the best chicken wing was not in Buffalo? Now, I find that not to be the case. Because I've had chicken wings. I was inspired by my friend Mike Baggerman, where he was trying wings. You know, he tried wings around Buffalo. He was trying wings in other places, like when he was on vacation. I was like, you know, that's a good idea. I'm not gonna like, you know, I'm not gonna. That's Mike's thing, but I did try it, right? And I went, you know, when we were out of town, like, oh, I'll try your buffalo wings. And let me tell you, no one does them like they do in Buffalo. That's the best part about Buffalo. Yes, you have your great places. Like, I think Duff's is great. I'm also biased. One of my best friends in the world is Joe Duff. But I think Duff's is great, right? But it's really hard to find a bad wing at a local place in Buffalo. All wings here are pretty good, if not great. But my gosh, that line does not go far. You go to the southern tier, and you've got people that are breading their chicken wings. No. You go to central New York, and it's nowhere close. You go to other places around the country. Now, there are some great places, right? And if you go, if you've ever been to Wingfest, you know there are places all over the country that have perfected the wing, and they're great. There's the Dirty Buffalo in Norfolk. Amazing. Their wings are great. And they bring buffalo right to Norfolk, Virginia. But I'm sorry. It's just I've never had a wing outside of Buffalo and go, this is better than anything I can get at home. It's just not the case. I mean, there are some places where I don't even know what they do to the wing. But when it comes to your table, it's drenched in oil and hot sauce, and you got to go fishing for the chicken wing. That's awful. And, you know, the chicken, it's just, it's a mess. So I have to disagree with Sam Reed. I would say that if you're gonna find the best wing, it's going to be right here in Western New York. 803-0930, star 930. So what is something that's Buffalo, that's associated with Buffalo, that you would say you don't like? For me, it's sponge candy. What is it for you? I have to say, so I was putting this, you know, I send all my topics to our program director, Lisa Polizzi, and she said, now she probably doesn't want me saying this, but I'm telling you guys. She said Wegmans subs. Now, I'm sorry. I think Wegmans subs are the best. You get a Wegmans sub on everything roll out of this world. My choice, I like chicken salad with some onions, some hot peppers, with pepper jack cheese. You toast the full thing. They wrap it up. They cut it into fours. That with a bag of jalapeno kettle chips. Come on. Now that's a meal. That's a meal. If you get the full sub, that's two or three meals, right? I could have that every day of the week. If I did, well, I wouldn't be wearing the clothes I'm wearing right now. If I did. But it's a great sub. I think Wegmans is the best sub. I do. I think it's better than, I'll say it right now, I think Wegmans is better than Jersey Mike's. I like Jersey, when I'm not in Buffalo, I think Jersey Mike's is a great sub. I think Wegmans is better. I also thought Quiznos was a great sub. So maybe my taste isn't the best because Quiznos, you know, pretty much out of business. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, we have all the best food that not any good for you. That's true. That's the truth. We have great food here, but you can't eat it all the time, right? Unless you're like, you know, on a strict keto diet, you could have wings and hot sauce every day, which would be great. That sounds actually amazing. But yeah, it's not the Buffalo food's not something you can indulge in on a regular basis. I mean, but I know people, hey, I know some people, they have great metabolism. They're in great shape, and I'm not talking about just during Lent. I'm talking about every Friday they have a fish fry. Every Friday of the year, these people have a fish fry, and they're in great shape. They're doing something right. Also on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, is molasses sponge candy? Also, what chocolate candy doesn't get stuck in your teeth? I don't know, like, I can have a Reese's peanut butter cup, and I don't have, like, trouble getting it out of my, you know, getting pieces out of my teeth. Or a Kit Kat. But I get your point. Someone says we all have deep fried pierogi, beef on wax, sponge candy. Oh, I'm talking about the great food of Buffalo. Someone says skip the beef horseradish in my Buffalo basket. I knew that was going to come up. I love horseradish. And that's why, like, I love Weber's horseradish mustard. I mean, come on. Put that on everything. Yeah, horseradish is it's the horseradish my wife will have a beef on weck without horseradish. I don't like that's half the sandwich. That's half the sandwich. But I knew that would come up. Someone also says, Joe, you're crazy about Wegman subs. No, hey, there are some great sub places. Someone says better than Jim's Steakout. No, I love a Jim's Steakout sub. All right, I do. I don't go to Jim's Steakout for the same type of sub I'm going to Wegmans for, though. Right, you go to Wegmans. I go to Wegmans for, like I said, the chicken salad sub. It's my favorite. I'll get a Danny's favorite every now and then or an old fat, but 9 times out of 10, if I'm getting a sub at Wegmans, it is the chicken salad with hot peppers, onions, pepper jack. You toast that thing, cut it into fours for me. Jim's Steakout, if I'm going to Jim's Steakout, I'm getting a steak sub, obviously, or the chicken alternative, which is also really good. Or I'm getting a chicken finger sub. Or I've discovered Jim's Steakout also has really good bacon cheeseburgers. Again, I can't have this stuff on a regular basis, but if it's going to be a, hey, we're gonna eat junk tonight, okay. It depends what I'm in the mood for. You know, there's also Johnny C's. We're just driving down transit right now. Johnny C's has great sandwiches. Great sandwiches, great wraps. That's also a great sandwich place. But each has a different, for me, if I'm going to one place, I'm getting a different type of sub. I'm getting a different type of sandwich. Like, I like Johnny. Now, this is going to make me sound like an old man. I like Johnny C's tuna melt. Johnny C's has a great tuna melt. So if I'm going there, 9 times out of 10, I'm getting the tuna melt. If I go to Jim's, right, I just told you the 3 things I usually get there. I like to get their fries and dip it in their steak sauce. And then Wegmans is, you pretty much for me, it's the chicken salad sub. 803-0930, star 930. Gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen Virtual Park text board. Yes, we're having a little fun, but also it is Veterans Day. You should be thanking the men and women who serve this great country every day, because we're so fortunate to have people. You know, and Tom talked about this yesterday. You know, we have people that were drafted, right? But not still in the service, but of our veterans, there are veterans out there that, you know, they were drafted into service. And we have people that, you know, now it's, they join. They join the service. And it is, it's an amazing thing. And it's amazing that we have these heroes that go and fight for our country, that, you know, put it all on the line for our freedoms. And we're forever grateful. And like I said, you want to shout out a veteran, 803-0930, star 930. You can also text in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And a texter said, thank you to my husband, Joe, who served in the National Guard, served proud here at home. And my dad marched out of the Connecticut Street Armory with the 174th Infantry, served in World War II. Thanks to all the vets who took care of us at home by making the ultimate sacrifice. Absolutely. God bless. 803-0930, star 930. So far on the list of the things people say are associated with Buffalo. So horseradish is on here a few times. Another person says, I love roast beef, but you can throw the Kimmelweck rolls in the trash. For me, it's not a beef on, you know, I only want it on the, and again, that's just because that's the way, it's always been. Like, I love a Kimmel Weck role. You know, that's part of the beef on Weck. That is the Weck. But some people don't like the Kimmel Weck roles. I don't think that person's the only one. Another person said Snow. It's the one thing with Buffalo that's associated with Buffalo they don't have. Some person pushed back and said, no, there are definitely bad wings in Buffalo. I mean of local places. I think local places, you can go to a dive bar down the street, or you can go, you know, to Duff's. You're going to get good wings. I think Duff's are the best. But that dive bar down the street is going to be better than any place outside of Buffalo you go to. Like, I think the second best wings in Buffalo, there's a lot, right? I mean, Duff's is number one. Again, I'm biased. But Duff's is number one. And then you got Snyder Bar and Grill. Snyder Bar and Grill has amazing wings. Very underrated. You ever hear anyone talk about Snyder Bar and Grill has great wings. Lenova has great barbecue wings. Man, when I worked there, I would have the barbecue chicken bites on a regular basis. They also have great blue cheese at Duff's and at Lenova. But there's a lot of, if I sat here and listed, we'd be hanging the show over to Chris Crock. I'd still be talking about wing places. But yeah, I mean, of the local places, I think every, I haven't tried every place. In my experience, if you get wings at a local place in Buffalo, I think it's a safe bet. A local place, not a national place, not even a regional place. But a local place, I think it's a safe bet. Let's go to Dave in Amherst. Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Great. Happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. I appreciate your service and thank you for everything. So I'm calling because I want you to extend this out a little bit. What I'm looking for is a good deli in Buffalo, Amherst, wherever, that serves like a good sandwich on homemade bread with homemade soups. I would love to find a place like that.
Well, I mean, Johnny C's is definitely one of those places. I mean, they have amazing sandwiches and they're huge. And they have the soup of the day. I just say that because it's by my house and it's a place that I go to and I really enjoy. But I can't think of there used to be a deli right down the street, but that's no longer there.
Yeah, there are far and few between, it seems like.
Yeah, the day of are you saying the day of the deli is it's not like it used to be?
I would think so, unless, you know, you find something maybe on Elmwood, but I haven't seen one in a long time.
What's your favorite deli sandwich, Dave?
I go for, like, the turkey and ham. I'm not really a pastrami guy.
Yeah.
But like a turkey ham sandwich, yeah, even, like, Wegmans has that good with, you know, the roast beef or, you know, the sausage pepperoni on there.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. I'm like
Elmo's
you.
Wings is the other thing.
Elmo's Wings?
Oh, you got to get it double dipped.
Yeah.
Anything with Cajun. If you like it hot with Cajun, barbecue with Cajun, honey mustard with Cajun, they are the best. I just took 100 of them to Tennessee, and I probably got rid of them within 15 minutes.
Yeah, I have not been to Elmo's probably since I was in college, Dave. But Elmo's wings are good. I know that is agreed upon by a majority of people.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, appreciate the call, man. Dave in Amherst. You know, he brought up something else that I don't have time to get into. He brought up something else. Deli meats. Like, I am very cautious. Like, turkey, ham, roast beef. I'm not going past that. Right? I don't want an olive loaf. Even capicola for me, it's fine, but it's not, I kind of forget it exists. But there are some wild, you walk by the deli counter at the store, there are some just wild creations of mixed meat, and I'm good. If it comes to cold cuts, I keep it very simple. I don't like bologna, please. I don't want a bologna sandwich. I'd rather literally just have a cheese sandwich than a bologna sandwich. I know there's a lot of people that love bologna. No thanks. Very picky when it comes to cold cuts. Not that that's a Buffalo thing. We're just getting into a general food discussion now. But yeah, I if it's not turkey, I mean, even ham, I'm not a huge fan of. Like, turkey roast beef, if it's not that, probably going with something else. 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be a rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain.
This album might be one of the best albums of the 90s. Let's say one of the best albums of the 90s. Not a bad song on this album. If you don't know, it's the Matchbox 20, Yourself or Someone Like You. We had this cassette when I was a kid. Yes, cassette in 96. Had this cassette at the time... My mom drove a Subaru Forester, and that's where the cassette... My parents had, like, three big boxes of cassettes, right? Now, go back to what I said yesterday. My mom can't leave the snow brush in the car over the summer. Yet, when I was a kid, her car always had three big boxes of cassettes that then turned into, like, three folders of CDs. And these boxes, you know, they were pretty big size. You could fit, I don't know, 20 cassettes in each box. And, of course, in the Beamer family, we weren't known for keeping the case of the cassette. So after we've had a cassette for like a month, the case is either broken or has disappeared. And now you can fit even more into a box. Anyway, this album, you know, back cassettes... Before CDs, cassettes, it was very difficult to skip a song on a cassette. So you'd really just have to listen to the whole thing through. And that Matchbox 20, Yourself or Someone Like You, there was not a bad song on that album. And I say that about, there was not a bad song on that album. I, to this day, will pull up that album on a platform and play it from start to finish. I mean, there were so many hits on it to begin with, right? You had Real World that Tanner just played, Long Day, 3 a.m., obviously that's a big one, Back to Good, Push, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I thought there was another one, I thought another one of these was a hit, but five of them were hits, and again, all of them are great songs. 12 great songs on one album. Now, I don't know what, you know, it's been a while since I listened to a new album all the way through. I mean, obviously, you know, there's some country albums that you have to listen to them all the way through, that, you know, when they release them, because everyone's talking about them, right? Morgan Wallen, he has like 30 track release. You got to listen to the whole thing. Luke Combs, you know, but you don't listen to full albums like you used to, because back in the day, back when you were driving around with a cassette in the car, you had to listen to the whole thing. You're not skipping songs on the cassette. You're letting that thing play right through, and hopefully your car had the technology where it could flip the cassette itself and play the other side. 803-0930, star 930. Larry in Cheektowaga wants to talk about chicken wings in Florida. Hey, Larry.
Hi, how you doing? Okay, my story's a pretty decent one. Me and my two cousins decided we would go to Florida to see the Bills play. This is in the 1990s. My one cousin owned a tavern on the east side of Buffalo near Central Terminal. So we went, and that night we were driving around, we seen a sign in front of this bar, and it said Buffalo-style chicken wings. So we said, hey, let's go in. So we went in, we got a beer, we ordered the wings. The wings came out, and they were not Buffalo-style, they were baked.
Oh, what was that?
Not good at all. They were hard, no. Not good. So we called over the bartender, we complained, and he said, wait, the owner's in the back room. So the owner came out, and he said, what's wrong? We told him about the wings. He said, how do you guys know? And we said, well, we live in Buffalo. He says, prove it. So he got out our identification. We showed him the Buffalo identification. He goes, yeah, okay, I believe you now. He said, what can I do to fix the wings up? So my cousin says, well, I own a tavern. He says, and I'll take you in the back, and I'll show you. So he brought out everything, but the people that were there, his customers, started eating the wings that my cousin made. They loved them. They thought they were the greatest thing. So the guy says, okay, he says, you guys could have chicken wings and you could have all the beer you want for all night long. You can stay here till 4 in the morning. We don't care. So we stayed, had a good time in there. And that's the story. We got a bar to chase the Buffalo-style chicken wings to Buffalo-style chicken wings.
You probably made that place a ton of money, Larry.
Once the people got the word that the Buffalo-style wings were there, I'm sure. But he had a good business, bar business. The bar was loaded. But people were eating. But I'd like to go there now and see what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Years after, you know?
That's the story. I can just picture they have like a wall, a timeline of events, and your timeline of going. I mean, that sounds like a story someone would tell about how they started this great, you know, buffaloing business in Florida. You're like the John Taffer of chicken wings.
Well, my cousin was the one, because he owned the bar here, right, on the east side of Buffalo near Central Terminal, and he took the guy in the back room and he showed the guy what to do and everything, and then he brought out two plates of wings, and the guys, the people at the bar that were sitting there, were eating the wings, and they loved them. I'll never forget this one woman. She says, God, those are different. She said, I never had anything like this.
That's
amazing. We said, yeah, if you live in Buffalo, you get tired of it after a while. And she said, oh, my God, I can just imagine. And then she turned to her husband and she says, we're going to Buffalo next year for vacation.
it's amazing what someone, like, what kind of money someone could make if they just did what your cousin did, right? Go bar to bar. You want to, yeah, you know, well, you want to make a better chicken wing. We're not going to tell you how to perfect it, but you want to make a chicken wing that will actually sell. Here's what you do.
But you know what? Just look here in Buffalo, Western New York. We have so many places to eat, so many different foods. There's so much over here that you don't have to go to another town to eat.
No.
So much here. I mean, you just take Erie County alone. Don't count Niagara County or any of the other counties. Look at everything you got to eat over here. Cheektowaga, you got Polish food. You know, you go all over the place.
Well, and, you know, that's why you come to Buffalo. Don't, you know, you're going to a local place. If you're from out of town, you're in Buffalo, you need a sheet of the local places to visit. It's very different.
Right.
Like when I go to certain places, like when I go down south for Tech games, I want Bojangles, right? It's not the same. I don't want a Bojangles if I'm coming to Buffalo. If I'm coming to Buffalo, I want something Buffalo.
Yeah, right. But there's so much over here to eat. It's unbelievable. You can go any place. You can walk down two blocks in each direction. You'll find two or three places to go eat.
And it'll be good. It'll be great
there's
food.
Bars, restaurants, pizza places, sandwich places, you name it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Appreciate
there's every place, but we've got it here. We've got the lock on good food.
We sure do.
There's nobody. Nobody can even compete with us. There's no way.
No.
And I'm talking about any place, any nationality, anything. We have the best.
We do. 100%. Larry, I got no pushback on that. 100%.
No, we have the best. That's it. There's nothing better in Buffalo style anything.
That's right, man. Appreciate the call, Larry in Cheektowaga. Yeah, I mean, it is, like I said, this was probably 20 years ago, but I remember driving down, I think we were going down to Virginia, and stop at this place. It's this new place. You know when you walk into a new place and you can smell that it's new? You smell the paint or whatever. It smells like a new building. And this guy was, I think it was a pizza place, and I saw wings on the menu. I was like, oh, I'll try your wings, right? And they came out breaded. And like I said, when I was inspired by Baggerman to try wings when I was out of town, 20 years later, and I had the same thing. Breaded? What are we doing with breaded wings? Let's go to Gordon in Amherst. Hey, Gordon.
Good afternoon. Just wanted to get my two cents in on chicken wings.
Yeah, for sure.
There's only one way to make chicken wings. They need to be cooked properly, crispy, but not overdone.
Right.
And then you should toss them in butter and maybe a little garlic and Frank's hot sauce. And that's it. No goop. Don't put all this barbecue jazz on there. It's just absolutely wrong. It's an affront to the concept of chicken wings. And never order chicken wings outside the U.S. because I had them in Tokyo, and buffalo wings were nothing like buffalo wings. And that's I've spoken my piece, and that's it.
Well,
one way to cook them and get it right.
Gordon, I the only disagreement I'll have with you is there is one place outside the U.S. that has pretty decent wings, and that place is a place called Michelangelo's. Not even sure they're still open, but Michelangelo's on Lundy's Lane up in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Let me tell you, they have a pretty good buffalo chicken wing for not being in Buffalo.
Well, they're close enough to be shirt-tail relatives, so maybe they can get it right. But other than that, I've had no good experiences on chicken wings. Duff's is great. I like Elmo's as well, but like I said, they have to be done properly, cooked properly, a little garlic, a little butter, and some Franks, and that's it. No goop.
Absolutely, Gordon. Thank you. Gordon and Amherst. I will disagree with just one thing. I love a barbecue wing, like especially a barbecue wing when you throw it on the pit. I like a pitted barbecue wing with a good barbecue sauce. Again, I go back to when I worked at Lenovo. They had a teriyaki wing. I loved that. I don't know. Teriyaki, and I would dip it in blue cheese. I don't even know if they suggested that. I would dip the teriyaki wing in blue cheese. It was amazing. I agree. Most of the time, I agree with Gordon. Like, if I go to a place, if I'm going to a bar, I like medium wings, blue cheese, and I like going with Mazurowski because Mazurowski doesn't dip his wings in blue cheese. So that means another cup of blue cheese for me. It's great. It's a great trade-off. But yeah, I will agree with the rule. Most of the time, don't order wings outside of Buffalo. Now, you could be like Larry and his cousin, and you inspire this place. I guarantee they're probably still open serving wings, and they're talking about the guy that came down here and showed him. Hey, you don't put the wings in the oven. You got a deep fryer. When you put your fries, yeah, throw the chicken in there. Well, it tastes amazing. That is all for today. I do want to, before we talk to Chris, I want to thank Michael Crocker, Erie County GOP chairman, for joining us off the top, talking about Elise Stefanik running for governor. He is part of that campaign. And I think it's a great choice. He and Mihailu and Chris Grant, they're a great team. And I think her campaign's in good hands. And let's hope. I mean, obviously, we've got just under a year, and we'll be talking a lot about this campaign. But it's an important one. And for all of you that stayed home last Tuesday, you can't do that a year from now. Absolutely. Chris Kroc is filling in for the vacationing Tom Bowerly. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, my man. How are you?
Hey, I can't complain. It's the snow has stopped, and I don't have to brush off my car. So,
snow is awesome. It is something I don't see too often in Dallas-Fort Worth where I'm at, but I did growing up in Chicagoland, I can tell you that. So I was explaining to my son, too, how, you know, you've got Erie, and you've got, what, Lake Erie on one side, yep. And you've got Lake, gosh, what's wrong with me here? I said it the other second ago. What are the two Great Lakes? You got Erie and...
Here in Ontario?
Yes. Yeah, Lake Ontario. Thank you. So you got both Great Lakes on each side. You're screwed. Truth is you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're screwed. And it's not as bad as Chicago with, you know, Lake Michigan. You're screwed because you're on both sides. But you also, when it's like 96 degrees here last time I was on, maybe in September, you guys were like 72. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would kill for that.
Yeah. Well, it was 80 a month ago. It was 80 a month ago today.
80?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, a month ago today was probably 95 here, so I'll take 80.
it's amazing. Now, and it's so funny, Chris, because, you know, the North Towns, we get our fair share of snow. But if you're in South Buffalo and south of that, I lived 2 years in Orchard Park where the stadium is. Mm-hmm. You would think that it's, you know, it can't be. It cannot also be a suburb of Buffalo because the difference in snow from Orchard Park to Amherst, just on two different sides of the city, is amazing. Just how that lake is situated.
Oh, I bet. And so that's one thing we were talking about a little bit about, you know, an hour or so ago. And, of course, your Buffalo Bills, your Sabres, and all that stuff. But the snow is absolutely awesome. One thing I want to hit that we're going to be talking about right off the bat is the insanity that we're seeing from, I mean, just look at some of these headlines. SNAP benefits rolling out in Erie County for now. Buffalo leaders mobilized to assist those blocked from SNAP benefits. After canceled flights, travelers paid $1,300 for a rental car back to Buffalo. Did you hear one of the local news outlets saying that there are people dumpster diving for food because they don't have food stamps? Did you hear that?
I have not heard that. I
freaking guess, and you're going to hear a guy. I got a guy on a local news story. I got the audio, and he says he's tearing up in front of the news camera, and he says one of the people was dumpster diving.
Wow!
Look what the Democrats have done to Buffalo folk. You are dumpster diving for food. You can thank your Democrat Party for that. Isn't that great? And by the way, what did we get out of the shutdown?
That's what I want to ask. That's what I want to ask. You know, everyone that's complaining about the airports, the SNAP, all the Democrats out there that are you know, we hear it every second here in Buffalo, Chris. I want to say, so what was it for? What was it for? What did you get out of it?
That's exactly what the question I have is, what did you get personally for our listeners? And then, of course, what did they, the Democrats, get? And you know what? I'm going to take a wild guess here, but Congressman Kennedy, Tim Kennedy, I believe voted or supported the shutdown. Am I mistaken on that?
You are absolutely correct.
And look at this guy. You're going to hear some great stuff that he said. He is so angry at Republicans. Really? Republicans didn't shut the government down. And again, what did you get, Congressman Kennedy? You screwed the people that you claim you care about who are now dumpster diving, whose kids are now rolling up a hot dog. This is another piece of audio we have. Rolling up a hot dog and saying, can I bring this home to my mom? This is the beauty of the Democrats. The suffering that people are going through for their shutdown, it is something else to behold. And so it's so funny how they're angry and they're outraged. By the way, dude, there's something on my Twitter feed. I'm going to retweet it right now if folks want to see it because I know that we follow each other, Joe. And this is a lady who is, not to be rude, but she's morbidly obese, and she says she's starving. Let me play it for you. I'm going to play it for you right now. Here you go.
It's really bad.
Danielle Grant is starving.
I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can get some food. Because we literally don't have anything to eat today or tomorrow.
Not to be rude, but this woman's 100 pounds overweight probably. She's got a massive double chin, and she is starving. And that's a funny aspect of this. Not that she's starving per se, but that she's like maybe she needs to learn how to hunt. How screwed are we? This is a little sidebar. As a nation, if people can't feed themselves and are sitting there starving, maybe we need to learn how to gather food for ourselves. You think?
I mean, that's my thing about Erie County leadership. You know, they're talking about, oh, this with Medicaid, this with SNAP. It's like, well, why are so many people, why are a third of Erie County residents dependent on Medicaid? Why are so many people in Erie County dependent on SNAP? What,
right.
Maybe that's something we need to look at, leadership,
yes.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Why are so many people here in Western New York dependent on these programs?
300,000 people in Western New York are dependent on food stamps, is what I heard, what I read today in one of our local news outlets. And so it's a problem. And seriously, can you imagine? And that lady's not from Western New York that I played. She's, I think, in New York City. But the point of it is how pathetic anyone is, or how pathetic you are, not you personally, but anybody, if you can't freaking figure out how to get food.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, if you're, I mean, she's got, I'm not trying to be mean again, but she's got 100 pounds on her, man. Dude, she is not starving. I mean, that's just what it is. So how about you learn to freaking hunt? If you, Joe, if you're starving, are you going to sit on the street and cry to the news?
No.
What are you going to do? You got a beautiful little boy I've seen on social media and stuff like that, and a family. What are you going to do for your family if you're sitting there starving and you need food stamps and you don't have them?
I'm going to find a third job. I'm going to find a food pantry. I mean, I'm going to be proactive in finding it instead of, you know, going to a microphone. That's not going to...
I'm starving.
That journalist isn't going to bring me any food. You know, I got to go find it my way.
Yeah, exactly. So we got that, and also this idea of a 50-year mortgage on a home is disgusting. I mean, so many people, and I'll go over the stuff like how much credit card debt we have, how much delinquency rates we have on used cars, so many issues. People are living way beyond their means. They're living foolishly. It's true. I can't deny it to my son anymore, who's 22 and about to graduate college. I cannot deny the fact that they're screwed as far as when it comes to homeownership. Now, it's not supposed to be happening when you're out of college. You know, you 27 is, I think, when I got my first one, 28. But now the average age is 40. Yep. And the median age is like 50-something or 60. It's abysmal, it's sickening, and it's enraging. And even though I'm sitting in my home that I own, but I couldn't afford the home I own now that I got, you know, whatever, 10 years ago. So, but the idea of a 50-year mortgage is horrible, and it is slavery, it is debt that you cannot get out of, and it's a horrible and stupid way to try to get somebody into a house that they can't afford. This is like these cars that people get a loan for 7 years. If you need a 7-year loan on your car, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
You know, so how about this? Sell the car that you can't afford. I did that way back when with the Dave Ramsey plant stuff. I sold my nice car. We took a $5,000 loss, but I got rid of a $400 car payment, and I got a beater. I paid off all my stuff. I got debt-free, and now I got two cars that are nice. They're in my driveway, and they're paid for. You got to do it the right way. If that means you drive a beater for 5 years, so freaking be.
I was just going to say.
Sorry, I'm ranty. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, the news of the 50-year mortgage, I heard Dave Ramsey had to go check into the hospital.
Yes, he had a coronary.
Yeah.
You know, way back when my wife had to say, Dave Ramsey is not God. He is not the Bible. Stop quoting him all the time and living your life by everything he says, which is very, very true. But in this regard, it's sickening to me, and it's sickening what people are doing to themselves, and it's sickening to see things. I mean, what the idea of austerity, living within you. By the way, let me say something real clearly here. You, meaning anybody, including me, you should never live at your means. You should not live above your means, and you shouldn't live at your means. You should live below your means. At least have $400 a month that you are not spending that you can save up for when something happens, a car repair. You know, people don't have money for a car repair. What is wrong with you? Cut. There's a way to do it. Get an extra job. There's a way to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, I don't want to cut into your show. Have a great show. Looking forward to it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, brother.
Chris Kroc is in next for Bowerly. I'll be back tomorrow at 1 on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.